Space News 76. What went wrong? Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of April 27, 2025. I can share only a limited amount about special operations for safety reasons. For example, tactics may be exposed inadvertently, and with them some of our vulnerabilities. However, many of them are already exposed as a result of the last operation, but we never use the same methods twice. This next is what I can tell you about what happened very few days ago, and it is the result of a careful talk I just had with three of my generals, Maxell, Thales, and Goriel. Although ultimately, I shouldn't publish anything at all, there is little information here that could be used against us anyway, and what is already known by the opposing forces. So this is what we declassified about the special operation that took place very few days ago, and which resulted in the death of two Hashmalim operators, Enixel of Tema, and Serenel of Era. Notice I do not disclose the exact day of the events. I may not use precise wording here, as I am attempting to be discreet, because of artificial intelligence algorithms that monitor my words. For example, I removed the word that classifies our species and replaced it with Lyrians, this for the ones from Earth and not from Earth alike, unless I specify. We managed to detect the presence of some of our citizens in a shallow Cabal Dome, which is part of an ongoing war zone on Earth. We noticed that it is a hub from where they transport and distribute captured female Lyrians, who are taken from the war zones close by, and whose disappearance surely would be attributed to it. This problem goes for both genders, but this hub seems to specialize in females. Those female Lyrians come from mixed origins, and not only from local sources, and it includes off-planet sources, including Taygeta, but not only. We know Lyrian females from other star races may also be taken and placed in dumps such as this one, yet at this point, we cannot know who and from where each one of the ones we managed to extract is from. They were all taken to the Andromedan Viera in bulk, and there they will supposedly be identified and returned to the places they belong. There is a strong tendency of the Cabal to favor Taygetan, Antarian, and Salation females, for their hideous purposes I cannot go into in this video, or this social media platform, but I guess you can imagine what I'm talking about. The only way we could identify our people is with the biometric readings of each one, whenever they even exist, because Taygeta does not tag its citizens. This is unfortunate, as it would have been very helpful in this case. We also use a spectrometer sensor system to identify the vibration of each individual, but that technology has been proven to cause a lot of false positives and to cause the problems that go with that, so it is only taken as a backup, and not as a credible source of data. The operation. Once the spot was identified, it was then mapped in detail using high-technology drones, the tactical situation was studied, and then a surgical operation was conducted by special forces operatives from the starships Alcyon and Asterope, who descended onto the surface of the planet, and stormed the entrances of the shallow dome, using mechanical superiority and extreme force. I cannot say how many, but there were several fully equipped and armed, highly trained and highly specialized units. Once inside the shallow dome, they proceeded to neutralize the opposing forces there, isolating them in several side areas whenever possible to avoid unnecessary damage to them. They proceeded into the lower levels of the dome, where they held the captive Lyrians. The specialized drones they had with them passed over the groups of captives, looking for a match to the biometric readings we had, and which belonged to each one of our citizens we were searching for. Whenever a match was found, the Special Forces operators isolated that person and gave her to other members of our teams who would move them out of the DUM as fast as possible and onto the Tejetan assault ships outside. When they had found all the ones we were looking for, who were present there, Special Operations Hashmalim started to extract as many captives as they could, regardless of their origins. And this is where the problems started. The assault transport crafts filled up very fast, as they are small and meant only to move special forces, and not to transport large numbers of people. These Tejetan crafts used are not interstellar, that is not their purpose, so they are not starships, they are more comparable to a human-built Black Hawk helicopter, for example, but much more advanced as they no longer use rotors. Yet they can exit the atmosphere of a planet to dock with their motherships. The small crafts were filled up with the Lyrian females being extracted. They flew them to the starships Alcyon and Asterope, where they were taken out of the ships by other crew members there, and then immediately returned for more, all this without leaving the Tejetan forces on the ground without direct air support. They did this maneuver twice, while the special forces on the ground extracted more people from the lower levels of that DUM, but as the transports were being filled up again, Goriel gave the order to retreat because a very large number of enemy reinforcements were rapidly moving in their direction. He gave the order that all special forces operatives return to their drop ships for immediate dust off. The problem here is that NXL of Tema and Serenel of Era had just managed to open another cage full of captives. As the video footage coming from their special suits showed, it was a very emotional moment when NXL and Serenel managed to cut through the thick doors and bars of their prison with a special plasma cutter, and they said these very strong words, quote, "We are here to rescue you." The captive Lyrian females crying in happiness were all over NXL and Serenel, thanking them. In that exact moment they heard Goriel's order to drop everything and retreat for immediate dust off. It is there where NXL and Serenel decided not to leave the people behind, and they instructed the captive females to follow them as fast as possible. When they reached outside, they ran to the dropship and refused to board it, because it was full. They decided to give up their places so two more could fit inside. They just shouted to the pilots that they had many more people to extract, and that they should go to unload and come back for them. NXL and Serenel said that they would hold off the incoming enemy forces while the dropships returned. The last ship took off without NXL and Serenel while they instructed the rest of the people they had just liberated to run back inside the dump's external door for safety, as they would be facing the enemy, a large metal door which was situated at the bottom of a concrete ramp. NXL and Serenel took their defensive positions and waited while the dropships unloaded people in their motherships, Alcyon and Asterope, and immediately flew back for them. The enemy forces arrived at the scene far too fast, and with tracked armored vehicles, tanks, which they used to fire against the two Hashmalims. They fired at them, and they fired at the entrance of the DUM with overwhelming force coming from multiple 120mm cannon. Despite being equipped with high-technology super-resistant armor, including full-face helmets, electronic countermeasures, and sensor-blocking devices, as well as high-tech plasma zero-point rifles, and human-built ones for support as well, the 120mm tank fire was simply too much for them and their equipment. Our data indicates that they could hold off the enemy for over 4 minutes before succumbing to their wounds. The tank fire was also directed at the entrance of the DUM, perhaps as they thought that more Hashmalims could come out of it. Sadly, The tank fire also killed all the people who were trying to be extracted and who were waiting there. Only 1 minute and 49 seconds after NXL and Serenel were killed, two Tejetan assault dropships passed over the area at high speed, leveling and destroying everything there with their airborne weapons in a terrible bomb run. Minutes later, another two dropships arrived at the scene, and more Special Forces Hashmalims descended to the ground to search for their fallen friends, whose remains were transported on board the dropships and flown back to their mothership, the Alcyon. Post-mission assessment indicates that no one there survived, first the tank attack, and then the Tejetan bomb run. The structures there were turned into dust and rubble, and all the tanks were transformed into smoking masses of melted metal on the ground. When a delicate operation such as this one is done, things seldom happen as planned. Several things went wrong here. The obvious first one is that NXL and Serenel did not obey the direct order to retreat coming directly from their general, who had much better knowledge about the entire battlefield and tactical situation. NXL and Serenel did not obey the order to retreat, because empathy was too strong in them, as they preferred to stay behind to protect the people in need, but they did so not knowing what they were up against, but knowing them they would have stayed anyway. They also probably became overconfident in their high-technology armor and gear, which can protect the user against very strong things, yet it is not indestructible. They stayed behind because of empathy, and they did not know what they were about to face, but their commander did, and they chose to stay. It is true that in a combat situation, the operatives below may have a better situational and tactical awareness than their high command, who, many times, is not there in person. But the reverse also happens, as Goriel was perfectly aware of what they were about to face, and chose to order a retreat, which was the correct decision, but NXL and Serenel were not aware. They had no way to be even with the advanced telemetry equipment they had. This is why a military unit that belongs to a highly advanced, Step Council holistic society does not operate as their civilian counterparts do, as each one of their operatives must follow orders, and not make their own, because in a combat situation there is no time to explain what is going on in detail, and to argue with everyone. It is impossible not to see that if they had obeyed the order to retreat, they would be alive, and most probably all the people below as well, the captive ones in the process of being freed, and the Earth Cabal soldiers they were facing. Their motive was heroic and well-intended, and all this was the result of the so-called fog of war. They saved many lives, and they will always be remembered among the greatest, but unfortunately, it also brought very disastrous results to other people. I don't see them leaving all those people behind, just to follow an order, I couldn't myself. It's not like telling all those people after opening their prison door, that they were there to rescue them, and then answer the radio, and then say, sorry, we must go, perhaps next time. NXL and Serenel were there to rescue people, regardless of whether they were Tejetan citizens or not, they did not make any distinction. Over 30 people were rescued because they disobeyed the order to retreat, and that will not be forgotten. All the operation's expenses were financed by me, of course, and I think it was well spent. This is an example of when we say that human money is used both for food and to finance operations on Earth. I don't like this kind of subject, I feel my YouTube channel is not for this, yet it is part of everything that is going on, news and things that without this channel you would never know about. I must say that I am sorry for this subject, my friends. I do not know what the media may say about what happened, if they say anything at all, as it most probably will be taken only as part of an ongoing conflict. But if something does come out, especially about the rescue of all those people, Please know that it was not the so-called white hats, it was us. As a final message, it breaks my heart that of the three missions carried out in different dumps, this last one had casualties, regardless of their origin of birth. We're doing our best to ensure no deaths occur, and we're devastated by what happened. But I feel it's important for all of you to know that we're doing everything possible to ensure no one is lost, neither our own nor those of the Cabal. It is always a pleasure to write for you, my friends. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.